This is Triple M Australia Today with Steve Price, back after nine this morning, and it's Friday. Morning, Steve.
And a long weekend coming up and a grand final.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend too. We've got double demerits in New South Wales coming into force overnight. They kick in until the end of Monday. But talking about sport as well, a National Sporting Integrity Unit is going to be created. They're hoping to fix the system, systemic racism and sexism.
Well, it's a very difficult question to do that. I mean, it's very hard. Integrity units, as we've seen with national crime authorities and with corruption commissions, have to tread very warily. I only need to give you the example of what's going on at the moment in the AFL, where you've got two senior coaches. One, Alistair Clarkson, is about to take over a new job at North Melbourne. The other one, of course, is Chris Fagan, who coaches the Brisbane Lions. They've been named in this internal report done by the Hawthorn Footy Club. And the people who've made the complaints in the report are now not willing to cooperate with an AFL inquiry. And so these guys' names have been put out there and they're pretty much left to defend their reputations, even though no one really knows what went on. They've both denied that they had anything to do with it. So when you make an allegation about somebody, it's very difficult when that name gets made public for that person to retain their reputation off him. It's like somebody could say something about you or me and then we have to defend ourselves. But at the end of the day, you're probably still people looking at you sideways in the street. So I always treat these things with great caution.
Yeah. Look, National Cabinet is going to be meeting today. Dominic Perrottet, the New South Wales Premier, wants to scrap the mandatory isolation for people with COVID.
He's always been out ahead of the pack in terms of moving on from COVID and suggesting it's over and we should just get on with our lives. Now, most people are doing that. I mean, very rarely these days do you see a mask unless you're in one of those areas like public transport or on a plane where you're required to wear one. Most people are not talking about COVID any longer. And I think there'd be general public support for what Dominic Perrottet is doing, although some of the other nervous Nelly premiers around the country are not quite as enthusiastic. I'm not sure he'll get support for that from Daniel Andrews. He might. They've worked together pretty closely in recent times on a number of things to do with COVID. Anastasia Palaszczuk, well, who knows what she would do. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But do you not get the feeling it's done and dusted? We're beyond it and we can just move on?
I think so. I mean, I don't remember the last time I had a conversation with anyone about COVID.
No, and we're not reporting the numbers anymore. I mean, remember in the dark days of 2020, 2021, every day at a certain time, a premier would come out and make an announcement about, oh, we've got 300 cases today and 14 people are in hospital. And, you know, there are still people passing away from COVID and that's dreadful, but people die from the flu every day of the week. So I think in this country, COVID's over. As you know, I was in Europe last week. You wouldn't know COVID had ever existed and, you know, there's no masks anywhere. Although I was told to put a mask on an Italian train last Wednesday, which was a little odd. But most people were told they had to, if you're going to buy a train ticket, you had to wear a mask.
Yeah, wow. Mate, more than 2.5 million people in the US state of Florida now without power with Hurricane Ian. So far, six people have been killed. They're expecting that death toll to rise as well.
Incredible pictures. We talked to Tim Lester from Seven yesterday. There was some great vision on Sunrise where Tim was doing a live cross to Koshi and the cameraman actually put his camera on the ground and you could see in the shot he ran across from this garage they were standing in, pulled a couple of kids out of some rapidly rising floodwaters and went back and picked the camera up again, which I thought was pretty incredible. And Tim, to his credit, just kept talking and all you could see was from Tim's knees down. The pictures out of there were just amazing. I mean, strong winds like that are just a frightening thing to go through. Now, let's hope the worst of it's over.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, what else is coming up after nine?
Mark Geyer will join us to talk about the grand final on Sunday night. Bit of a debate going on, and I think Matty Johns put this on the agenda, whether we ought to move the NRL grand final back from a nighttime Sunday to something like either twilight or daytime. And the other argument would be, well, why play it Sunday? Why not play it Saturday? Why wait? I'll see what Mark says about that, but we've got him on to talk about the game itself. And I'm catching up with celebrity chef George Kalambaras, who's about to reinvent his life as a celebrity chef around Australia.
Lovely. Well, make sure you get plenty of sleep because you lose an hour this weekend, and I'll chat next week.
Can't wait. See you then.
Steve Price and Australia Today, back after nine this morning. Your daylight saving kicking in Sunday morning, which means that you're going to have to get up at 2 o'clock, move the clock forward, and then try and get back to sleep again. And you lose an hour of sleep. But the ideal part of it is you get that hour back in 6 months' time.